us and talks about a lot of different issues, but they had to cancel this week because they're all tied up with Stampede. Some other fill-ins kind of fell through, but we were able to get some things together, and I'm really excited. Brady Bowman with you. Sam Henney is on the other side of the glass this morning. A little bit later in the program, approximately around 9:30 to 10, basically the last half hour, we'll have Trent Armbrust, the Director of Economic Development for the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, will be in studio with us to talk about a very big deal for local government that was announced yesterday. The Associated Press announced yesterday that the states will be able to force more people to pay sales tax when they make online purchases under a Supreme Court decision Thursday that will leave shoppers with lighter wallets, but it's a big financial win for states. Consumers can expect to see sales tax charged on more online purchases, likely over the next year, potentially even before the Christmas shopping season, as states and retailers react to the court's decision, said one attorney involved in the case. Again, this is a report from the Associated Press. The Supreme Court's 5-4 opinion, so it was a close one Thursday, overruled a pair of decades-old decisions that states said cost them billions of dollars in lost revenue annually. The decisions made it more difficult for states to collect sales tax on certain online purchases, and more than 40 states had asked the high court for action. 5 states don't charge sales tax at all. So that's a very big deal. I know just over the years covering local government in Riley County, in Manhattan, around the Wamego area, you ask any local official about sales tax, and they'll immediately point to online sales and how that's, one, they'll reference how that hurts kind of your brick-and-mortar businesses because a lot of people are shopping online now more than ever. I think around the Christmas season is usually when we get those numbers on kind of what is that percentage of folks that shop online more this year compared to the year before, and that number is always higher every single year. And a lot of local governments here at Riley County, City of Manhattan, Pottawatomie County, Wamego, everybody says that that has really been a strain on local government budgets because that's a lot of revenue that they're not getting because there's been no sort of city, state, county sales tax that's ever usually factored into online purchases. So now that's going to change, according to a ruling from the Supreme Court. So very excited to have Trent Armbrust come in and talk about that with us. It's something he's mentioned, and a lot of, like I said, a lot of folks have mentioned on these airways before that that's something they would like to see, and now it's going to happen. So Trent will be able to come in and really kind of give us the details on that, what that means, how that's going to be implemented, all sorts of things. So really great to have him in, and really appreciate him being able to come in pretty last minute. This is a decision by the Supreme Court that happened yesterday. So very thankful that he's able to come in and accommodate us. After this segment, here in just a little bit, actually, after the first break, very excited, as folks probably know. And you know, I kind of keep this pretty hidden and pretty close to the vest, but I'm kind of a nerd.
Oh, no, you don't say.
You don't? Yeah, I know. I don't really talk about it much, but I'm kind of a geek. And Jurassic Park is like my favorite movie probably of all time, the original 1993 Jurassic Park. And the sequel to Jurassic World, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, is going to be released this weekend. I don't know when I'm going to see it. I think Dave and I talked about this yesterday on when I was going to be able to see it. Ideally, I probably would have seen it last night. But Stampede weekend, I mean, that kind of takes over everything. So I'm hoping maybe Sunday I'll try and check it out. Definitely by Tuesday. Within the next 5 to 6 days, I will be seeing it. So I'm pretty excited about that. But again, Jurassic Park, the original, the OG, is my favorite. And after this break, Sam, you've got a quiz for me.
Yep, I got one ready to go, and I got some correct and incorrect things for you, too. So hopefully pressing a lot of the correct ones.
Right. Oh, I'm not worried about getting the answers right. I know this movie. I know the books. I know this front and back. But here's the kicker, and you don't know about this. I haven't told you about this part yet. I have a challenger.
Oh.
Andrew Hammond, you may hear him, Aham, on 96.3. It's going to come in studio here on In Focus, and we're going to see who really knows this movie best. I think he has a feeling he can maybe out-quiz me on this and maybe get more right answers, but we'll see. It'll be the Jurassic Park quiz off, the inaugural Jurassic Park quiz off on In Focus after the break. So pretty excited. A lot of cool things. And you know what? Let's go ahead and take that. I'm too excited. I want to get to this. Let's go ahead and take that break. When we come back, we'll see who really knows their Jurassic Park trivia here in the studios of Manhattan Broadcasting. More In Focus coming up.